1 Kings chapter 8. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the leaders of the Israelite families, to King Solomon in Jerusalem, to bring up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord out of the city of David, which is Zion. All the people of Israel assembled themselves to King Solomon at the festival, in the month of Ethanim, which is the 7th month. When all the elders of Israel arrived, the priests picked up the Ark. They brought up the Ark of the Lord, the tent of meeting, and all the holy furnishings that were in the tent. The priests and Levites brought them up. Then King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel, who were assembled before him in front of the ark, were sacrificing so many sheep and oxen that they could not be counted or numbered. The priests brought in the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord to its place in the inner sanctuary of the temple, to the most holy place, under the wings of the cherubim. The cherubim spread their wings over the place where the ark was, and the cherubim made a covering over the ark and its poles. The poles were so long that the ends of the poles were seen from the holy place in front of the inner sanctuary, but they could not be seen from outside. They remain there to this day. There was nothing in the ark except the two tables of stone Moses had put in it at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the Israelites, when they came out of the land of Egypt. When the priests came out of the holy place, a cloud filled the temple of the Lord. The priests could not perform their service because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord. Then Solomon spoke, "The Lord has said that he would live in thick darkness. I have certainly built you a majestic temple for you to live in forever." Then the king turned his head around and blessed all the assembly of Israel while the entire assembly of Israel stood there. He said, "Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, who has, with his hand, fulfilled what he promised with his own mouth to my father David, saying, 'Since the day that I brought my people Israel out of Egypt, I never chose a city from all the tribes of Israel as a place to build a temple, that my name might be there, but I chose David to be over my people Israel. Now it was in the heart of my father David to build a temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. But the Lord said to my father, "It was good for your heart to want to build a temple for my name. Nevertheless, you will not build the temple, but your own son, who will be born to you, he will build a temple for my name. The Lord has kept his promise that he made, for I have succeeded my father David and sit on the throne of Israel just as the Lord promised. I have now built the temple for the name of the Lord, the God of Israel. I have made a place for the ark containing the covenant of the Lord, which he made with our forefathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt." Solomon stood in front of the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands toward heaven and prayed, "O Lord, the God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath. You keep your covenant and loyal love with your servants who walk before you with all their heart. You have kept your promise with my father, your servant David. Yes, you promised with your own mouth and have fulfilled it with your own hands this day. Now therefore, O Lord, the God of Israel, keep the promise that you made with my father, your servant David, when you said, 'You will never fail to have a successor to sit on the throne of Israel.' If only your descendants will guard their ways, making sure to walk before me, just as you have walked before me. Now therefore, O God of Israel, let your promise, I pray, be fulfilled, which you spoke to my father, your servant David. But will God really live on earth? Even the heaven, the highest heavens, cannot contain you, how much less this temple that I have built. Yet have regard to the prayer of your servant and to his plea, O Lord my God. Listen to the cry and the prayer that your servant is praying before you this day. May your eyes watch over this temple night and day, even this place of which you said, My name will be there, that you may listen to the prayer your servant prays toward this place. Listen to the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. Yes, hear in heaven your dwelling place, and when you hear, forgive. If someone sins against his neighbor and is required to swear to his innocence before your altar in this temple, then hear from heaven and act and judge your servants, condemning the wicked by bringing his conduct back on his own head, and justifying the righteous, rewarding him according to his righteousness. When your people Israel are smitten down before the enemy because they have sinned against you, if they turn to you, confess your name, pray and plead with you in this temple, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again to the land you have given to their forefathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, if they pray toward this place, confess your name, and turn from their sin because you are punishing them, then hear from heaven and forgive the sin of your servants and your people Israel. Then teach them the good way in which they should walk. Send rain in your land, which you have given to your people for an inheritance. If there is in the land a famine, plague, crop disease, mildew, locust, or caterpillar, if their enemy besieges them in any of the cities in the land, whatever plague or whatever sickness there is, and if any person from all your people Israel will pray and plead, each one knowing the pain of his own heart, and spread out his hands toward this temple, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, forgive, act, and render to everyone according to all his ways, since you know their heart, for only you know every human heart. Then they will fear you all the days they live in the land you have given to their forefathers. Likewise, when a foreigner who does not belong to your people Israel comes from a far country for your name's sake, for they will hear about your great name and your mighty hand and outstretched arm when he prays toward this temple, hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner has asked you. Then all the nations of the earth will know your name and fear you, just like your people Israel do. They will realize that this temple I have built is indeed called by your name. If your people go out to battle against their enemy, by whatever way you will send them, and they pray to the Lord toward this city you have chosen, and toward the temple I have built for your name, then hear from heaven their prayer and their plea, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no one who doesn't sin, and you get angry with them and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them off captive to the land of the enemy, whether it is far away or near, yet if they come to their senses in the land where they have been taken captive, and repent, and pray to you in the land of their captors, saying, We have sinned, and have done wrong, we have acted wickedly. If they return to you with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies who took them captive, and pray to you toward their land you gave to their forefathers, the city you have chosen and the temple I have built for your name, then hear their prayer and their plea in heaven, your dwelling place, and maintain their cause. Forgive your people who have sinned against you, and all their offenses they committed against you, and give them compassion in the sight of their captors, so that they may have compassion on them. For they are your people and your inheritance, whom you brought out of Egypt from the midst of an iron-smelting furnace. May your eyes be open to the plea of your servant and to the plea of your people Israel. May you listen to them whenever they cry out to you. For you separated them from all the nations of the earth to be your inheritance, as you spoke by Moses your servant when you brought our forefathers out of Egypt, O sovereign Lord. Then Solomon finished praying this entire prayer and plea to the Lord. He got up from before the altar of the Lord, where he had been kneeling on his knees, with his hands spread out toward heaven. Then he stood and blessed all the assembly of Israel in a loud voice, saying, "Praise the Lord, who has given rest to his people Israel, just as he promised. Not one word of his good promise has failed, which he promised through his servant Moses. The Lord our God be with us, as he has been with our forefathers. Let him never leave or abandon us. May he bend our hearts toward him, to walk in all his ways, and to keep his commandments, statutes, and regulations that he commanded our forefathers. Let these my words, by which I have made requests before the Lord, be near to the Lord our God day and night, that he may vindicate the cause of his servant and the cause of his people Israel, as each day requires. Then all the nations of the earth will know that the Lord, he is God, there is no other. Let your heart, therefore, be absolutely committed to the Lord our God, to walk in his statutes and to keep his commandments, as you are doing today." The king and all Israel with him offered sacrifices before the Lord. Solomon offered for a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord 22,000 cattle and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the Israelites dedicated the temple of the Lord. That same day the king consecrated the middle courtyard that was in front of the temple of the Lord. He offered burnt offerings, grain offerings, and the fat of peace offerings, because the bronze altar that was before the Lord was too small to receive the burnt offerings, grain offering, and the fat of the peace offerings. At that time Solomon held a feast, and all Israel with him. It was a great gathering before the Lord our God, with the people from Lebo Hamath all the way down to the brook of Egypt, for 7 days for the consecration, and 7 days for the festival, 14 days total. On the 8th day he sent the people away, and they blessed the king and went to their homes, joyful and glad of heart because of all the good things the Lord had done for his servant David and for his people Israel.